thing that rocks.
Well, good morning.
Hey, you ever pop your neck and like fear for your life?
Oh yeah,
man, that
actually
was a pop.
Which sucks is you just mentioned that.
Saw lightning.
Now I gotta do it. Oh, it's tight. Oh, it's tight. Yeah.
Some like right when you get out of bed, I can, man, it's the good one. You've been laying in the same position for how many hours?
You get that? Yeah, just the full spine crack. This
feel
is
like Marv when he falls through that hole in Home Alone. He's still, what a hole!
I know this sounds terrible to say, that you shouldn't laugh at people getting hurt, but whenever you see a video and you can tell like it's not a legit chiropractor, like it's some guy in a van, or just in those videos, and then you see the person like go to get their back cracked and they just end up like in a curled up ball on the floor.
Some of them are just, have you seen the ones like, I know there's legit chiropractors that know what they're doing out there, and we're not talking about you, but some of them online, you're like, I don't know. It's not supposed to be that loud.
Yeah, like
it's
not
supposed to pop that way.
You can easily tell whether or not a chiropractor. And two, stop letting your friends do it, okay? I know one friend can crack backs really well. Stop it, all right?
My uncle popped my mom's neck back in the day, and, dude, she walked sideways for like a month.
Yeah, because he's not a licensed chiropractor. Like, I just,
you know,
it floors me when I see people like, I don't know, I can get you here.
Did you ever see the ones with the towels? They, like, put the towel around your neck and they, like, they yank it.
Well, at least you got a nice place to rest your dead head, okay?
You're 5 inches taller and you're dead.
And you're dead. I hope it was worth it. No, just for all the people that are going to, like, if it's handwritten, if chiropractor or adjustments or pain relief are handwritten on the window or the side of the building, don't go there, all right? If someone did it with a spray can, okay, it's not a legit chiropractor, and you're going to
They go paralyzed. To the chiropractor, I'm always like, yeah, the back, boom, pop it up, do what you got to do. But then he gets to the neck, and I'm like, please, God.
You know, and you know every chiropractor.
He's like a half an inch away from just lights out,
and
dude.
And you know, too, every chiropractor, it's thinking in their head, I could kill this guy. And I can just say it was an accident.
I got strong hands, man.
It's like, I know exactly how to crank. He's just looking down at you.
Like, you go to the chiropractor, and it's the kid you picked on in high school. You don't want to go to that one.
No. It's like, I've been waiting for you to come into my office for years.
Right. He's got this weird smile on his face as you walk in. Like, yeah. He's starting to rub his hands like this.
He's like, oh, this is going to be lights out, buddy boy.
Why was he doing push-ups before I got it? Really getting warmed up for this one.
You're gripping my head very tight. Dead.
Dead.
So.
What was that? Bam!
Yeah.
Lights out.
I wonder, what are the stats on how many people have just had their necks just snapped right off? Because they make it look so easy in the movies, right? Like Arnold coming out like Arnold snapping necks left and right. But,
you know, it's not that easy. I think they do a Mythbusters on it? No, they can't do that on death. But
no, the only thing.
There's something. It's like it's really hard to snap a neck, I think.
The only thing I remember that involved like snapping necks or decapitation was when they did the truck tire, the blown truck tire thing. Do you remember that one? Do you remember that one? Dude, it's terrifying.
Lightly.
Every time I drive past a truck now, thanks, Mythbusters.
Oh, my God.
I see
roll your window up? Yeah.
It doesn't matter. It blew through the window, chopped that guy's head damn near clean off. Thanks, Mythbusters.
Yeah.
Just terrified every time I pass this out. No, there's a really good one where they just launch a piece of tire into some silicone head, and it's just horrifying.
Just mangles it.
Well, so you see, if the semi's going 70 miles an hour and you pull up next to it, that tire blows, you're dead. Right there. Okay. Thanks, Mythbusters.
Thanks. Right. I'll speed up past trucks now.
Anyway. Okay. How did we get on that? What are we talking about?
Oh, snap neck, son. Yeah.
Don't go to a chiropractor that has hand-painted chiropractor on the side of their building. It's not good. All right, we got to get to it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it! Sorry, that was aggressive. I apologize. Hey, this is kind of an interesting take on the new Buzz Lightyear movie. All right. Have you seen the
I've seen the commercials. Yeah, yeah.
So Patricia Heaton, you know her. She doesn't love the casting of Lightyear to Infinity and Beyond. The actress blasted the producers of the upcoming movie for not using Tim Allen to voice Buzz Lightyear. She tweeted, quote, "Saw the trailer for Buzz Lightyear, and all I can say is Disney Pixar made a huge mistake in not casting my pal Tim Allen in the role that he originated, the role that he owns. Tim is Buzz. Why would they completely castrate this iconic beloved character?"
Whoa.
Coming in hot, Patricia.
For the throat there.
Captain America star Chris Evans voices Buzz in the film, although Tim played Buzz in all four Toy Story
movies. How do you feel about it?
I think it's ridiculous that they didn't use Tim Allen. I mean,
see, here's the thing, though, is it's a different looking Buzz Lightyear.
I get it, but it's still...
It still should be Tim Allen.
Like, or what they could do is almost like at the end, at least like show him like passing the torch or something.
Inception.
Almost Inception it. All right. So after the movie ends, right? So we go in and we see it, and it's Chris Evans. But then at the end, like the curtains go up. And now this is all in the movie. The curtains go up, and you hear the crowd cheering, and then you have Tim Allen's Buzz Lightyear. Like, in front of a crowd, and he's going to answer questions about the biopic that was just done about his life. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
I think a little bit. I'm thinking too much into it.
It's Buzz Lightyear showing the Buzz Lightyear documentary to people, and so the Buzz is really Tim Allen, who, and then even Chris Evans can come and, like, I don't know.
It's just, hey, put the blunt down. I don't even know where you're going with this.
So here's what it is. Buzz
basically,
is,
it's not Tim Allen. He's not part of it, and people are pissed off.
I mean, because that's who Buzz is. And also, too, I'm going to say something. This might be controversial. Mm-hmm. Folks, just because these actors were in Marvel movies doesn't mean you need to put them in everything. Like, Tom Holland right now is the same way. He's a nice guy, but my God, like, okay, just because they were in Marvel movies, stop putting these characters. They're in everything. Like, there's like, if you're in a Marvel movie, you're guaranteed like 10 other movies.
I'm going to take it a step further. You need to chill out on the Marvel movies. Relax. Dude, if you remember, they used to come out like once a year. Now it's like every other week. Like, dude, I stopped way back in the day because I can't keep up.
Dude, I didn't even realize that new Doctor Strange movie was out. Like, it just slipped under the radar. It's like, oh, there's a new one. I haven't seen any previews for it.
There's a new one. Now there's a Thor movie coming out. Now there's another Spider-Man. Now there's another. It's like, dude. And then I can't keep up because they keep changing characters. What happens when Chris Evans gets too old to play Captain America? What happens when Robert De Niro can't be Iron Man anymore?
I know.
Think about that. It's weird.
You got, I think, both of those wrong.
What, did I get it wrong?
Yeah, Robert De Niro. No, you're thinking of
Iron Man, right?
Yeah,
or Robert De Niro. Jesus, what's his name?
I can't think of his name now. Jesus, he did a bunch of cocaine. Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, De Niro. Apparently, Could you imagine Robert De Niro as Iron Man?
I'm Iron Man. Hey. Hey. What about him? Iron Man. Hey.
I have nipples.
I have nipples. Can you milk Iron Man? Iron Man.
Just got scrunched up.
The mask goes up and you just see a scrunched up that face that he makes.
Just see a freckle right there and just.
I'm Iron Man. Like a real mobster-esque Iron Man. Anyway, enough with the Marvel characters and make Tim Allen Buzz Lightyear. Okay. Lastly, this is just, I hate this so much, Hunter. This is just, it pisses me off, all right? And I know you're probably going to love it. You're going to be like,
I already love it because you said that.
The hot fashion statement for the summer, Margaritaville-themed Crocs. God.
Yes.
They feature a shot glass, lime, ice cube, and parrot, a cocktail umbrella, and, of course, a lost salt shaker. According to Crocs, wearing these will allow you to sit back, relax, and unwind on island time. Wherever you go.
For only $74.99. That's the only problem I have with these damn Crocs.
They're $60, so you're a little bit high.
Dude,
but you're
what?
Every time, like, I'm at Dunham's or anywhere, and I go past Crocs, and I'm a convenience type of guy. I love things I can just slip on, okay? I don't like fussing with laces and everything.
Exactly.
So Crocs appeal to me. However, $70, $60 to $70.
No, that can't be a thing.
And they're so ugly.
It's a mold.
Yeah.
It's a mold.
Yeah. What do you think the profit is on a croc?
Dude,
let me look it up. How much does it make a croc? Does it cost
15 cents
to make a croc?
Dude, the profit margin of crocs have to be just astronomical. You think you make a lot of money on pizzas?
Right here. How about this? Okay, so this
was
from
the guy who invented crocs.
This was from 2021. It's very difficult to get an accurate figure on the cost per pair, but an educated guess would put around $3 to $4 per pair to make it.
Wow. Are you,
dude.
Wow.
What is that, like a 1,000,000% increase profit? Oh,
so
my God.
Why hasn't anybody said anything? Especially the people that love the Crocs. Like you got to take a stance here in your Crocs.
That's unbelievable.
Dude, that is unbelievable.
You know if you own Crocs right now and you hear that, you should throw those things in the trash.
You should be pissed off.
And write a $60. Strongly worded letter to the makers of Croc. And even with inflation, I'm sure it's gone up a little bit. F you, Crocs. All right? F
you. Here's the thing. Look at some other shoes that you can get for $60 and then put them next to Crocs. Like, dude, it's just the mold. Sell them for $20. You will sell so many more Crocs.
I could get a pair of PF Flyers and outrun the beast. All right.
PF Flyers.
For $60 to $70. And you're telling me these uncomfortable, god awful, ugly shoes that cost $3 to make. You son of a bitch.
That kind of makes me angry, honestly.
I hope the creator of Croc shoes gets beaten to death with a pair of Croc shoes, all right? That's what I hope happens. I hope he's out in Florida, all right, and his Crocs fall off his foot. He falls into a crocodile pit, and he gets eaten by actual
gator rolls. Yeah. Just gets gator rolls.
I
should have sold them for last.
You son of a bitch. See, and that crocodile's just got to look at his face like, yeah, you deserve this, you bastard.
You're upcharging everybody. You bastard.
I'm going to enjoy eating you. All right. You're dead. Yeah. Anyway. All right. So what do we got? We got.
Tore that bastard's eye out. Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. We got castrated Buzz Lightyear and Crocs are just. What a ripoff.
Ridiculous, dude.
What a ripoff. All right. That is your 7 a.m. morning dump brought to you by Pump That Septic. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.